Leslie's Lessons.
When you see lightning, you know what to do. You know how to look for cover and keep yourself safe. You can think of ways how to handle it or not handle it and just stay out of the way. But what happens when you can't see lightning, so to speak, in life? You don't know what to look for. You didn't hear it coming. You didn't see the signs, but you knew in your heart that it was time to make a change, but you didn't see the lightning, so you didn't move, or you didn't take it seriously. You didn't push yourself a little bit more because you don't see the urgency to take a leap. And I just want to encourage someone who's really at a place where they feel now is the time to make that change. Not everyone is going to see the lightning. They're not going to see that now is the change. If you think about it, you know, no one really knows how to do anything in life. We all follow some format. You know, the movies taught us how to kiss. You know, we learned how to love through our families and seeing the couples that lasted. Oh, it must work like this. You know, when we argue, we should argue like this. Oh, style and fashion, we get it from TVs or our icons and magazines. But it's very uncomfortable and a different thing to say, you know what? I want to come up with something for myself. Then that's when we get in trouble with other people. What do you mean? How is that going to work? Do you have enough savings? How long do you know that person? Who else works in that industry? And it's not that it's not from a good place of concern, but when does that concern take over what you want to do? We're so obsessed with having the answers. Okay, that's your idea. What is the answer? Oh, you're going to get married? What was the formula? Oh, you're going to start that new job? How good are they? How are the benefits? You know, you can have every answer, but the truth is, you'll never have the answer that experience will get you. Experience, once you dive in, is when you're going to get your answer. No one knows for sure how things will work out. But God, how will you feel if you never tried? I wish there was a fail-proof way I can tell you. No one knows that. The most successful people in this world can tell you how to fail because they tried and they tried and they tried and they didn't give up. And that lane is not for everybody. You can lose money. You can lose relationships. You could even lose yourself because you're wondering at times, what did I just do? Suppose this doesn't work. And I think we focus on the results more than focusing on like, wow, I'm taking this step, this bold step, this unknown step for myself. And that is not always easy to do. But if you glow and it just brings you joy in your heart. And when you think about it, it just feels so natural, like a natural calling. And it just aligns with where you are in life, who you are. How could you not go for it? That joy, that ease, that willingness to learn, that refreshed energy is your lightning. Sometimes the signs are not loud and thunderous and in our face, and sometimes they're soft and subtle and quiet, but consistent. Sometimes they make us afraid and nervous and has us thinking different scenarios and how is this going to work? But it's consistently in your mind for a reason. And you could say, well, suppose I'm just projecting. Maybe I'm just scared about something else in my life. Maybe I'm scared about asking for a promotion or starting something, finishing something else that I have going on in my life. Maybe. But the end result is still you knowing when to just do it. 10 years can go by really quick. You will change from one decade. You're like this in the beginning of the year, the middle, and then towards the end of that decade. A lot can happen. We don't have time to waste. So take advantage of the lightning that you see. And don't depend on others to see it. It's a message for you. Won't you listen to it? Whatever it is you desire is trying to find you, is trying to say, I'm here as well. What are we going to do? So what are you going to do? Grab a pen. Grab a notepad, write down some ideas, put on your shoes, look in the mirror, look yourself over, remind yourself who you are, how amazing you are, and get to work. Whatever aspect that is. It is not too late. Don't let anyone expire you. Don't let anyone tell you you're too young, too old. Too fat, too skinny, too this, too that. You define you. No one has life figured out. It's just that the majority of us have taken what they've seen through other people's eyes and other people's opinions as law. We are all individuals. And what will work for you and what keeps you going and motivated not be the same thing for other people. What makes you confident might make someone else very, very unhinged. So you have to understand why this DNA that has been assigned to you is to be used to its maximum capacity. And that includes following your path. And seeing the lightning, the signs, and going for it. In whatever that looks like for you, now is the time. You got this. Leslie's Lessons.